dwelling in the darkest depths of the mind, it's time for Mark D. Valenti and Brain Burrow.
Hello, everyone. This is Mark D. Valenti, and this is Brain Burrow. Today, we're going to, of course, dig deep with one of our guests. Well, he'll have an opportunity to talk about what he values, what his motivation is, and what he hopes to achieve. And it's up to you, the viewer or listener, to think about how it relates to your life. So I'm pleased to have on the show Mr. Steve Hansen, and I'm going to turn it over to Steve with a big question. Who is Steve Hansen?
Well, Mark, that's a pretty that's a pretty broad question. Let's see here. I'm a lover of the horror industry, man. I truly, since I've been a child, I started out with the very first Friday the 13th when I was a kid, sneaking into another room to watch this, and I just really, I've always had a place in my heart for horror. And as I grew older, I became a husband and a father, and I kind of lost track of my dream of actually pursuing the horror industry. Well, after I've raised a few kids here and they're moving out, I decided, well, it's time for me, and it's time to go on my journey. Another part of my journey, excuse me, I would never take away from being a father. A most amazing thing in the world, absolutely. But as that progresses, you have a tendency to be sitting here going, okay, now what? You know, my whole life was about my three children, and now it's me again. So it's time to remember what I like. And thanks to technology, here I am. I've created a character a few years ago, and I really enjoy it. I've got Nameless on the way. He's a character that I sat around and dug deep into my mind and created from how I feel the character would feel to become himself. Okay, back to me. I'm just a good-hearted individual, man, that's pursuing a dream from when I was a kid, and I'm really happy to meet all these phenomenal people that I've been meeting. The industry is amazing. I had no idea that there was so many good-hearted people in the horror industry.
Steve, thank you for sharing that. It's clear that you're very passionate about horror. It's clear that you've gone on a journey in your life, and it's led you to where you are now, and I want to thank you for sharing that story.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I definitely want to, you know, if you're okay with it, talk more about the Nameless character since you brought it up and what it means to you. But I do want to ask you a question. You know, you, as you said, you're dedicated to your family. Again, fantastic. And as you said, that was an important part of your life. What finally pushed you over that point where you said, okay, I'm going to do something. I'm going to make it about you, and you're going to focus about on horror. Like, what was the final like tipping point where you said, I'm going to do this?
well, that's a good question. I have an exact answer for you.
Okay.
I can remember the point very well. My oldest son moved out. He became a young man. And when that happened, it was a little depressing for me because that was my little buddy, my best friend. And I slipped into a little bit of a depression for a little while. And I sat around thinking, what is it that truly makes me happy? And every Halloween, I'm that goofball in the neighborhood that creates this amazing thing and goes around scaring people, but yet loving people. And I just decided, okay, here we go. Freakling Brothers, Gates of Hell. I'm going to go for it. And I went and I tried out for the Freakling Brothers Gates of Hell, which was rather intimidating because I'm just a marble mason that is doing this from my heart. So anyway, I showed up at the interview and was very nervous, but I gave it my all, Mark. I gave it my all, and when I did, the entire room went silent, And I got nothing but applause. And the owner of the haunt fell back in his chair and said, "Oh my God, you're it. You're what we needed." And so I ended up being Baphomet at the gates of hell. So I was the head guy that you walked up to, and you know, I said all what I needed to say, and it was really kind of fun because I could touch you too. We made you sign a waiver. Of course. So that was kind of, you know, if you don't know, I'm a 6'5", 250 pound guy. I'm not really a small gentleman. So it really made it worth it for me. From there, I met another actor and was introduced to Wes Craven, who was a huge, huge influence for me. So I got to speak with him for a little while. Clive Barker. It's been a whirlwind. So then I kind of stepped back and I got hooked up with the Indie Brigade. And I started just giving support. I wanted to give all my horror family support. And I figured, you know, this is my place. This is what I'm going to do. Well, I quickly learned that my horror family loved me just as much. And so here I am, man. We're going on to the next step, Mark.
Yeah, that's quite the incredible story, especially going out there nervous as you were on the audition. I do want to talk about the next step as well, as you say. What did it feel like whenever you auditioned, especially being as nervous as you were, and whenever people had that reaction after you auditioned?
I was very thankful for a specific individual, Kelly, who ended up being a haunt actor, because she was really my rock. And when my nerves are going crazy, she just gave me a hug and said, "Steve, be you." And so I swallowed my fears and all that good stuff that we all feel. And I was just me. And when the entire room went silent and then everyone applauded, I was overwhelmed. I had a lot of joy. I'm definitely a person that likes to make people happy, and to hear so many people being happy for me was something that I haven't experienced. And that was good. That was really good. I enjoyed that, looking back.
Yeah. And thanks for reliving that, you know, that moment, which sounds like it was very emotional for you.
Yeah, I'm an emotional guy, buddy.
Yeah. Well, it's clear that you kind of wear your heart on your sleeve. I mean, for being, as you described yourself, 6'5" and wing, you know, a big guy, you seem to have that emotional side as well.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
So you talked about, let me ask you this question then. So you said you enjoy making people happy. So why is that? Why is that important to you?
I think because happiness is, once we all get a taste of happiness, we chase happiness. We enjoy that feeling, and that piece of happiness for yourself that just really makes you feel good, it should come more to everyone. And being able to be the big guy and giving that happiness to people, I really got addicted to it. I like to make people feel good. I really do. I love for them to feel that warmth in their heart. And to just feel that joy, that they're appreciated and they're loved. And I get something from that, Mark. I get my own satisfaction from that.
Yeah, it's clear. It's almost, you said about addicted to it. It's almost like a drug in some ways, right? Where you keep wanting more of it and making people happy. So I think that's a pretty incredible perspective to have, Steve.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, thank you for sharing and for bringing that happiness, you know, and just interacting with you online. I see you always out there supporting people. You write kind words to people if people are feeling down or if people are celebrating something. You're always out there posting positive comments. And I think that means a lot to people. So yeah, I mean, that's what motivates you to do that?
Joy. Hmm. I get joy from it. It truly makes me happy. Very strange because, you know, when I was a youngster before I was a father and went through this journey, mm-hmm. It was all about me as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I missed so much. And as I grew up and I experienced all of the things that I experienced, I really like seeing other people feel that joy. I mean, that makes me happy.
Well, it's definitely an incredible perspective to have, Steve. And I know that you do, again, even being the recipient of some of your support, whenever there was some situations going on with me out there, I can tell you that in your heart, you truly believe that. So I just want to thank you for that.
And you can always call me anytime you want, Mark.
Well, I appreciate that connectedness. And again, you being on the show and being enthusiastic about that. I want to get back to you for a minute, though. When you talked about that next step, you're ready for the next step. What exactly does that mean to Steve Hansen?
Well, I followed the path that I'm on and the path that presented itself to me. And I started helping a fellow friend make a movie, The Macabre. Yeah! Woo! And I really got addicted. I met Howard Wexler, I met Mark Torgel, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. I mean, just the other night, for example, I'm sitting here and I had a really rough day at work. No big deal, nothing serious, just, you know, just a rough day. And I put out a little post that I could use a smile from some of my friends. Well, dang, though. I couldn't believe the response I got. And I'm sitting here scratching my head and I'm going, wow, this is amazing. I love this. And all of a sudden my messenger goes off. I pick up my phone and it says Mark Torgel. Hmm. I'm like, okay. So I open up the messenger and it's just him making this goofy face to me, telling me how great I am and how much fun he had with me. And I thought, you know what? This is it. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is where I'm going to go. And so one thing led to another, and I had the amazing artist, Justin Bourne, get in contact with me, and amazing gentleman, a freaking amazing. And Tracy Allen, such a sweetheart. And they really want to help me create this nameless character into a, several things. We have a few different things in the works for Nameless. Ultimately, we're gonna cross genres like you've never seen before. The three of us have been brainstorming, and I believe we have, as Justin would say, lightning in a bottle. We have a very interesting concept that we're working on. But in the meantime, we're also putting out artwork. We're going to be putting out maybe a comic, and it's just it's a rush. I'm having so much fun with all the people, you the fans, the people in the industry. Wow. The horror industry really does get a bad rap. Boy, people just need to put away the blood and guts and get to the heart of the matter, because there is a lot of heart in this industry, and heart attracts me, Mark, big time.
Yeah, I think that's incredible about the nameless character. And again, whatever you feel like you want to talk about in this show, because I know not everything has been revealed, of course, but I want to get back to whenever you posted that out there, right? You're somebody who's constantly giving, you're constantly supporting people. But in that moment, you reached out. So what did it take for you, Steve, to make that choice to reach out and say, hey, I need some smiles. I need some positivity there.
Hmm. A Let's see. I guess getting a taste of helping people create and missing a little bit of, I'm not going to lie. When I put that costume on, whichever it may be, because I've been several different costumes. This is just my most recent one. For years, I was the scary clown. But, you know, that got ruined in the media by people taking it too far. And that's not what I'm about. So I had to come up with a new creation, which was nameless. Doing these movies and interacting with these wonderful people, it just honestly made me want more. It made me miss being the creature, being the character, being a fictitious person that I can add my own style to and give loving, but yet scare the shit. I don't know if I can say shit. I hope that's okay, but
it's okay. I just mark it with an E for explicit. That's okay. No problem.
Yeah, well, you know, get to know me real well.
It's all right. It's a real you, right? So it's good.
Yes, this is as real as it gets, Mark. I can't get any realer with you. I love scaring people. I love getting a reaction, but at the same time, I love to comfort them too. And I'll, when I'm done, I love to give just a little hug and a little love to let you know, hey, thank you. This was fun. It's all just in fun, you know. And I miss that. I'm crew right now, goofing off on the thing I'm goofing off with. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm making the best of it. But man, I sure miss being me.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your vulnerabilities on that. Right, it's not always easy to talk about whenever we feel certain ways. So thank you, Steve, for sharing that. And to talk more about that, you know. You talked about feeling nervous in your audition. And I know before we started the show, even on here, you talked about, you know, you're maybe not used to going out there as yourself so much, right? Without the mask on, without the character. So what does it take for Steve Hansen to get nervous?
Well, you put me on the spot. That'll make me nervous.
You're doing great. You're doing great so far, Steve. Trust me.
Thank you, Mark. You know, for far too long in my life, I really cared about what I came across as. And unfortunately, I've been misunderstood a lot, as most monsters are. But I have a huge heart. And the more that I got out with the industry, I learned that these are my people and they're giving me that confidence. And so I try to remember that when my nerves get going. I try to remember who I'm speaking to. I'm not speaking to these people that used to be so scared of me that they would call the police when I come around the corner wearing my outfit. I'm speaking to the people who absolutely appreciate and love the horror genre. And so I try to remember that. To just give myself a little comfort.
I think that's a really effective technique, Steve, to sort of almost have like a level setting with yourself and kind of reframing something when you find your nerves are getting out of control. So that's a pretty effective skill set. And I'm wondering, what advice would you give to other people out there who may be watching and, you know, have struggles with social anxiety? And especially as COVID restrictions are being lifted, people are going out there again, and there's a high level of nervousness and kind of being, you know, quote unquote, reintegrated into society. I'm wondering, what advice would you give those people?
Stop listening to everybody else. Use your own mind, use your own eyes, look around the world for yourself, and you're going to see that the world isn't as miserable as it's painted out to be. When I walk out into society, because during this whole COVID, I didn't miss anything. I worked the entire time. So I had to deal with the fears. I had to deal with everyone's anxieties as well as my own. Stop. Look around you. Look at the people around you. Find something that is pleasurable that someone you're watching is doing, and appreciate the joy that they're having right there. Look around a little bit more. Get out of your own thoughts a little bit and use your eyes as your own camera and see what you see. And it's really not as grim as you think, as you're told, I should say. When you think, you really see the real world. And this is a beautiful world. We have so many diverse people. Yes, they may not like you. Yes, they may have different opinions than you. But guess what? That person has an inner beauty and an inner art that I guarantee if you listen to and you give them a moment, you'll learn something from them that you can appreciate. So I just think that we need to drop a lot of these labels, stop, and take the people for who they are and see what they have to offer. Because that's the beauty of the world today, Mark, is not everybody's the same. I love it.
Yeah, that was beautiful, actually, by the way. It's clear that you're passionate about that. And it's really about stop believing what you're fed almost out there and kind of make your own decisions yourself and experience things yourself. And I think that's it's a powerful message, Steve. So thank you for sharing it.
I'm glad to be able to share that. I wish more people would take that advice, Mark.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I mention this often on the show, is I find people write to me and say, oh, I didn't know the side of this guest, or I'm used to having them talk about the movies, not so much their personal advice. And they find that actually the advice from the guest like yourself is actually more of an important thing for people to hear. So thank you for putting that message out there.
Yes, I know it's kind of odd coming from the big scary guy in the movies, whatever. Yes, no. I have a huge heart. My heart is as huge as my character.
And I think that's what makes it even more powerful, right? Because people have perceptions of what they see on the screen. And then to have somebody talk from their heart, authentic self, is extremely important. And thanks for the vulnerability to do that. So I guess I want to, you know, as we're almost out of time, I wanted to kind of get your perspective, maybe on one more thing, which is, you know, you gave your advice for people, and sometimes I end the show with that. I guess the question is, if you were to look, you know, a few years into the future, where do you see yourself?
I just got off the phone with Justin prior to coming on here. And my immediate future is not about me. I want to create this whole thing that we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. To give back to all the artists that are really trying their hardest to be seen, to be heard. I'm doing this all for nothing. This is all strictly for nothing. This is monetarily wise or anything like that. It's the world to me. So don't get me wrong when I say nothing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me, but I want to do this to give back. And hopefully it will give me the shot to have a bigger platform to be able to do the same thing. I really think that I'm going to take something from George Romero, who just wrote this beautiful thing today on the Facebook there. He said, Indie Brigade is not him. It's all of us supporting each other. And that's exactly what I'm about. And I hope that the route I'm on will give me a bigger platform to be able to promote that same way of thinking. It's fate that I was able to hook up with this gentleman, and we definitely share the same view and the same vision. And I want to give back, Mark. I have fun giving back, and I have fun acting my characters. I have fun helping people find their dreams. So I'm just all about, I'm hoping I get a bigger platform to affect more people's lives.
Thank you. That's fantastic. And again, you're constantly focused on lifting everybody else up, helping them, And even your art in of itself is dedicated to connecting with other people and helping to lift them up and expanding your influence almost in a way to inspire people, but also to help. And I think that's amazing, Steve.
Well, it's about all of us. Mm-hmm. And I wish more people would not be quite so selfish and realize that if one of us, if our friend succeeds, then we get to succeed with him. We get to see and feel and be where they're at. And we should just really concentrate more on uplifting everyone, because that's going to do nothing but uplift all of us.
Yeah, very well said. You know, I find that people that are struggling with their own self-confidence, for instance, and are feeling bad about themselves for whatever reason, they struggle with seeing other people succeed because they think it looks badly upon themselves. And when I see you talk, I see somebody who's confident in themselves. I mean, we're all human, so we all have moments of anxiety and worry, but you're somebody who's confident in what you believe. And as a result, you can see that, to your point, the beauty and the value in other people. And I think, again, to your point, if more of us were more in touch with that, then I think overall we can all help each other out even more than we are right now.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Kind of strange coming from a creature character, huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, again, I think that's the fun part of all this, right? I mean, I think that actually helps make, again, your message more powerful. So I appreciate that. So Steve, we're at about 30 minutes. So I wanted to, just want to ask you if you have any last words that you wanted to say to anybody who may be listening or watching before we end the show.
Yes, follow your heart. Don't come into this trying to make all this money and be this big movie star. You know what? Come into this trying to uplift the community. Come into this following your heart. Give to other people and you will be surprised what you'll get back. I guarantee it will fill your heart. And that's what this world is about, guys. It's not about this little green piece of money, paper, garbage. That's nothing. That is not going to make you happy. The people will make you happy. So come into this industry with wanting to be a productive member of this industry and to make this industry better. And you will succeed.
Beautifully said, and what a way to end the program. So it's all about the heart. So thank you, Steve. Steve, I want to thank you for a very authentic conversation and for sharing it with me and the viewers and listeners today.
Thank you, Mark. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, well, I want to also thank the listeners and viewers who are tuning in or listening to this. And on behalf of Steve Hansen, this is Mark DeValenti for Brain Burrow. Have an amazing rest of your day.
You just dug deep with Mark D. Do you want more? Follow Mark on Instagram @ValentiHorror and subscribe to the Brain Burrow podcast.